Every year at tax time, you're probably hoping to get a refund, or you might have a tax bill to pay. But how does paying these taxes make you feel? Do you feel like your tax dollars are helping to support society and important services? Or do you think individuals could better spend that money and we should have less taxes? Could society function better if taxes were lower, allowing people to choose how they spend and invest their money? Or does this approach sacrifice essential services that support society as a whole? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, low taxes are preferable over extensive government services, and comes from the economics category in our full-size essentials collection deck. Let's dig in. While this topic is a well-known debate between Republicans that tend to prioritize lower taxes and Democrats that tend to prefer more government services, this discussion actually started way back with the very first societies ever created and has inspired philosophical speeches for centuries. American philosopher Henry David Thoreau famously said that government is best which governs least, reflecting a belief that minimal government intervention allows more freedom and prosperity. Meanwhile, others have argued for a government role in providing these public services to promote equality and well-being, a concept promoted by philosophers like John Stuart Mill, who saw government intervention as a way to ensure equal opportunities for all. The balance between taxes and government services influences our economy, our freedom, and how resources are distributed. Understanding this debate sheds light on what kind of society we prefer and what values we prioritize, individual freedom or collective support. Now, let's debate. Agree. Low taxes are preferable over extensive government services. Lower taxes allow individuals to control how they spend their own money, promoting personal choice in areas like healthcare, education, and retirement planning. By keeping more income, people can invest, save, or spend based on their personal priorities rather than government-mandated programs. Reducing taxes can stimulate economic growth by allowing businesses to invest more in their operations, leading to job creation and increased innovation. The United States saw rapid economic growth in the 1980s after a series of tax cuts, with the economy growing at an average rate of 3.6% annually, as businesses had more capital to expand and hire. This shows that less taxation results in more economic activity and a stronger economy overall. With lower taxes, the government has fewer resources to manage, reducing the risk of inefficiency and waste. A leaner government can focus on just the essential functions, streamlining operations and decreasing taxpayer burden. Studies have found that large government programs often suffer from inefficiencies due to layers and layers and layers of bureaucracy. Up to 30% of funds in some public programs are lost to administrative costs. Disagree. Low taxes are not preferable over extensive government services. Taxes fund essential services like healthcare, education, and infrastructure like roads and bridges that everyone depends on regardless of their income. When these services are publicly funded, they provide a safety net and level playing field, ensuring that no one is left behind. Countries with extensive social services, such as those in Scandinavia as an example, consistently rank high in happiness and quality of life, demonstrating the benefits of a robust public safety net. Extensive government services funded by taxes can reduce economic disparities by providing equal access to opportunities. For example, government-funded education allows everyone to receive a quality education regardless of family income, helping to break the cycle of poverty. In contrast, low tax systems often lead to wealth concentration, which just makes inequality worse. Public services such as infrastructure, education, and healthcare contribute to productivity by creating a healthy, educated, and mobile workforce. In the U.S., publicly funded highways, schools, and hospitals make economic activities smoother and more efficient. These services benefit society as a whole, which is challenging to replicate in a low-tax, low-service system. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. A possible rebuttal to the agree point about the individual freedom and financial control of lower taxes could be that while low taxes may offer more personal spending choices, it can also lead to significant disparities in access to essential services like healthcare and education. This freedom might benefit the wealthy more, leaving low-income individuals without affordable options for critical needs. A possible rebuttal to Disagree's first point about essential services creating a level playing field and a need to have more social services to rank higher in happiness and quality of life could be: when we have extensive services funded by high taxes, it can foster dependency on government support, discouraging self-sufficiency. People should have the incentive to make choices that benefit them personally, rather than relying on a one-size-fits-all government program. This debate is complex because it hinges on the values we prioritize: individual freedom versus collective support. Balancing economic efficiency with social welfare remains an ongoing challenge, and neither side offers a perfect solution for every situation. This debate invites us to consider what kind of society we wish to create and the role we want government to play in our lives. This debate is really relevant right now, with major U.S. tax policy decisions on the horizon. Both major political parties proposed different approaches to the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, set to expire in 2025. Once it expires, it could raise taxes unless it's renewed. Generally, Republicans favor extending most provisions to keep taxes low across income levels, believing this will drive economic growth. Democrats, however, aim to maintain lower tax rates for households earning under $400,000, while introducing higher taxes on wealthier individuals and corporations to fund social programs and reduce income inequality. The stakes are high. If Congress doesn't extend the TCJA, many Americans could see their tax bills rise, with changes such as higher top tax rate, 39.6% instead of 37%, and lower estate tax thresholds, which is a reduction in your standard deduction. The outcome of the 2024 election will be crucial in shaping these policies, influencing the balance between tax rates and funding for services such as Medicare and social welfare initiatives. This debate is not unique to the U.S. Many European countries with expansive welfare programs maintain higher tax rates to support these services, contrasted with lower tax models like those of the U.S. and Australia. Ultimately, each approach reflects differing beliefs about economic growth and social equity. Looking to dig into this topic even more? Well, when playing dinner table debates, the agree side sets the stage, defines the topic. This one topic could lead to further discussions about tax structures, the role of government in providing social welfare, and the trade-offs between personal responsibility and collective support. Here are some ways that agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. Low taxes are preferable for small businesses, but not for large corporations. What unique challenges do small businesses face compared to large corporations when it comes to tax burdens? How would varying tax rates impact local economies and job creation at different business sizes? 2. Low taxes are preferable over government-funded healthcare. How might low taxes with more privately funded healthcare affect access or quality of care? Would a low tax system with minimal government-funded healthcare create significant gaps in health outcomes, or allow for more control in each individual's healthcare journey? 3. Low taxes are preferable in high-income states. Would high-income states benefit more from low taxes due to their existing resources, or could it widen the economic gap within the state? How might lower taxes affect the quality of public services in a state that has high income versus a state with lower income? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree, then you pick the topic, meaning you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can now also save 10% off your first purchase with the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.